Yo! Welcome to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out and being a part of the pod. Hope that you're doing well. Whatever day you're listening to this or whatever time of day you're listening to this, I hope that things are going well for you. I've done a few podcasts in the history of House of L where I've talked to people who have spent time living abroad, and I'm fascinated by it. My friend Paul, we talked about his life living in Colombia, and it was great. And I got to tell you, it might be that I turned 49. It might be that I've been really lucky, and in my career, I haven't had to leave Chicago. So I haven't had the experience of moving to another place and living there and figuring if I like it better. I can't imagine that that would be the case, but, you know, whatevs. Maybe it wouldn't be the case. But I got to tell you that over the last few months, I've been thinking a lot about the opportunity that is afforded me right now, that I'm relatively healthy and I don't have kids. So, and I have enough money to take some time off if that's what I choose to do. That's a luxury. You know, I'm well aware of like how hard it is for a lot of people. And yes, I have worked hard. I work in an industry that's allowed me to make a good living, and I save like a squirrel. So in thinking about like what that money is, I know that a big portion of it belongs to my nieces and nephews. You know, that money that I have squirreled away will hopefully pay for whatever it is their hearts desire. If they decide they want to go to college or need help buying a car at some point, then that money is there for them. But there are days, you know, there are days when I get home and I say, I love home and I love Chicago and I love Hyde Park. I love the United States of America. But there are times when I'm like, I wonder what it would be like. In talking with it with friends and family, I'm not at the point where I'm just going to jump out the window. I'm not really wired that way, where it's like, well, I'm just moving and that's it, and I'll send you guys a postcard. I think this is going to be a slow drip for me. And even talking about it publicly, you know, it's I'm working through the ideas of it. And I've been talking with friends of mine who feel similarly. I have friends whose end game is to leave the United States and go live in Europe. I've never been to Europe, but there are places that I've been told are great and that I should put on my list. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know I am very fond of Canada. I like the amount of space that there is. I'm in love with the city of Montreal. I do think a trip to Vancouver is in order because I have friends who live in Vancouver and they say I would love it. So we'll see. Like, that's definitely something that in the next, I would say, 6 months, I'm going to do, even if it's just spending a weekend in Vancouver and seeing what it's like. Like, being able to do that, like, I think a lot about the idea of being able-bodied, and that's a relative term. I do have a chronic disease. I have Crohn's. So anywhere that I go, I want to make sure that there's good healthcare options just in case. But back to the idea of the slow, continuous drip, I don't think it's all of a sudden you hear, I've moved to Montreal. That, if there was going to be a place I would move, that would be it. I mean, how can, you can't beat it. It's 90 minutes from Chicago. Like, it's very close to any East Coast city. If I wanted to hang out in the United States, I could do that. The problem is winter. I'm not completely done with winter because I don't mind it. And the winters in Chicago have been relatively mild over the last few years, which is both a good thing and a bad thing. But that feels like a place where I should go and hang out for a month, 3 months, and see what it's like. As it stands right now, there's a whole year left on my contract at the Score. And for the most part, the bosses there have been pretty cool about, hey, do you want to go do the show in Arizona for a few days? Yeah. And maybe that turns into this winter me doing a month of shows from Arizona. It's been a while since I've had a place there. And I mean, that's a place that I know like the back of my hand. Like, I can navigate in the Phoenix area. There are no real surprises. I know where the good neighborhoods are, like all of that stuff. But I wonder if other people have this sense of wanderlust where you start looking at countries and you're going, I could live there. Now, it's a foregone conclusion. Like, I could totally live in Canada, and whether it's Montreal or Toronto, or I'm sorry, Toronto or Vancouver, like, I can make that work. That's super easy. Where it gets more difficult is when you start thinking about going to places where the language barrier is a barrier. And there are some places that, you know, I've put on the list, like, I've always enjoyed Costa Rica. But here's the thing about places like that, at least for me, like the way that I'm looking at it. The times that I've been to Costa Rica, I've been in a resort. So yes, living in a hotel for a few days, for a week, I think I was there for a week once, 7 days at an all-inclusive hotel is spectacular. That's not real life. Although I guess you can kind of make your own reality, right, Thanos? And, but I feel like that's, you know, maybe it's staying in an Airbnb for 3 weeks in Costa Rica or a month in Costa Rica and seeing if you like it. Another place that's on my list is Belize. Shout out to Jason Goff, Shayna Goff, and the whole Goff clan. He and I were talking about it in studio, and he's one of the people that said to me, he's like, man, You could do it. Like, you're one of the people who could actually do it. So Belize is on my list. No real issue with language there. A lot of English speakers, a lot of Spanish speakers, and my Spanish is okay. I had to navigate a trip from Nicaragua back to the resort in Costa Rica, and it's amazing what happens to your skills when you have to have it, when your life is on the line. Not that it was on the line, like we weren't threatened with guns or anything, but there was an issue at the border, and I had to talk my way out of it and get us. So here, I'll just tell you this way. I don't want you to think like I was trafficking drugs from Nicaragua to Costa Rica. We went, the Bears had a trip, they went to Costa Rica. There was an opportunity for an excursion to Granada, Nicaragua. We thought it was really cool, so Mel and I decided to stay. we said, would it be all right if we spent the day here and then we'll pay for someone to drive us back? It's like 3 hours or whatever. And they were like, yeah. So the Nicaraguan, it's not on the list for me, even though Granada is absolutely lovely. The Nicaraguan Costa Rica border is an amazing place. It's amazing. Costa Rica doesn't have an army, but they have a well-outfitted police. They got rid of their army and they took that money and put it into education, which is, you know, the mark in the good column for Costa Rica. But at the border, they're very buttoned up. Like, the police force in Costa Rica does not play at the border. Nicaragua is a bit of a free-for-all. And you can see the difference the moment that you cross. Anyway, the driver, his visa had expired. So the driver that we hired in Nicaragua, his visa expired. So when we got to the border, they were like, he can't drive you into Costa Rica because you're good. You can go in. So then you're stuck. And it's like, well, what do you do? Luckily, we were able to make something work and take care of a young courier who was going towards our resort. But I had to manage that in Spanish. And like I said, when your life's on the line, when it's the idea of, well, I guess we'll just have to walk the 100 miles. It worked out, and it ended up being like a really good trip. But I don't know what like the daily life is. And I've been on the west side of Costa Rica. I've never been on the Caribbean side. And the Caribbean side is where there's a little bit more African flavor. But then you start reading about what people say about the Caribbean side of Costa Rica. And you're like, is this real? Or is this one of those things where, of course, the Caribbean side of Costa Rica is filled with crime? And I don't know if I believe that. And then you start thinking about, well, what about island life? What about moving to the Bahamas or Barbados or something like that? Or St. Nevis? Hey, it's Lawrence. Are you trying to make sure that your pooch has the best of the best? Well, that's one of the things that Katherine Heigl was trying to do. She's saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she wanted to make sure that your dog lives a healthy, happy life. So she decided to create something that she would actually feel good about feeding her dogs, and it's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason Debes Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes like yours. Go to badlandsranch.com/loho and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. badlandsranch.com/loho. Do it for your peace of mind and do it for your doggo.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And could I handle that level of isolation? I have a friend whose goal is to retire in Portugal. And I'm honestly intrigued by Portugal. I speak no Portuguese. But Lisbon is a bit of a world series, a city, and there's a lot of English that's spoken there. My friend speaks a little Portuguese, but isn't fluent and has been able to navigate and has been multiple times and has said that's the end game. I don't know if I have an end game, which is another part of this. Like, it's not, I mean, I guess like in the fantasy world, it's, I'm living in Montreal in the spring and summer, and I'm teaching at Concordia or McGill. And then when winter comes, I fly to Phoenix and I live there. And maybe I'm teaching a class at Arizona State. Or maybe I'm like doing a show. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to consider, which is why I'm talking about it and trying to like walk through some of it. Like, would I be willing to give up? It's not so much that you can't get back into the industry when you leave it, but you know, I know people who walked away and they're pretty happy. Like when Mark Sapelsa walked away, I think he was 4 years older than I am. And I last I heard he was just like living in like Montana or something and loving his life. Now, I don't have that type of money. I don't have enough money that I can just quit. But I have enough money where if I wanted to like kick it for a little bit, the word that I keep using is sabbatical. Like I probably need a sabbatical. And if that's during my contract or right after my contract ends at the score, I don't know. But I think about these things differently now than when I started. I also think to continue with the theme of wanderlust, and this is probably a little bit more palatable because there are some things like career wise that I want to spend some time doing. And this year I'm going to take advantage of some of those things and try to start doing them. For example, I took All-Star Week off because I have fought those wars for my entire career. Like usually that's the, hey, is Mitch Trubisky good week? Like we have a lot of fun with All-Star Week because there's not really a lot going on. And then you add in the Olympics and some of the stuff that's going to stop because of the Olympics. Now, the good thing is that the week that I get back off of the time off, the Bears will be in training camp. So that's cool. But All-Star Week is traditionally the week that SEC Media Days goes on. And for the last couple of years, I've been talking with Ryan Porth, who's our program director at the score. And I've been saying, like, we should do something at SEC Media Days. I get that we don't really cover the SEC, but it is right there with the Big Ten as far as the most powerful conferences, and we should probably make some of those connections. So instead of doing it as a station, which you know takes more than the focus should be on what's happening in Chicago, I think I'm going to go. I asked Porth, I was like, can he get me credentialed for SEC Media Days? And I don't think I'm going to do the whole four. But I think I'm going to do a couple in Dallas, and my plan, if I get approved, I haven't been approved yet. Like they've, you know, it's one of those things where who do you work for and why are you want to come there? But they've given me like the outline. So I'm at least in the pipeline and I hope to hear something next week. And if that works, I'll be doing some podcasting from there. Like I want to be in a Kalen DeBoer press conference. I want to be in a Kirby Smart press conference. I'm amazed by Kirby Smart. Like I will fall down a rabbit hole of Kirby Smart defenses. So I want to, I don't even know if I'll ask a question, but if no one else asks, I'll ask about like defensive development and how he continues to move the needle defensively. But in those moments when I have challenged myself career-wise to kind of get out of my comfort zone, I don't really cover college sports anymore. Like I used to do play-by-play for DePaul. I loved doing that. Maybe if there was another opportunity to do it, you know, Zach can't do a game or something, I'd be interested in doing that. This new team, you know what? I'm going to put this on the list. I'm going to get Chris Holtman on this pod and talk buckets with him. But I wouldn't mind doing that again. That's a lot of fun, and it tests your skills. But there's stuff like inside of the industry that I kind of still want to do. But I also know I'm a really good talk show host. That's what people pay me for. Whether we're talking about radio or television, that's the bread and butter. But I don't think that there's anything wrong with expanding your knowledge base. And in the 2 years that Dan and I have done the show, I think that I've become a better talk show host from a tandem standpoint, because I usually have done shows by myself. But I do think that it can get stagnant. And there are times when I'm like, we need to add more people to what it is that we do, like other guests. Because when you're doing three big shows in a market like ours, the shows are really competitive. Sometimes you hear similar guests, and I think that we need to expand. And I know that I need to expand. So if I get approved and I go, like, that's an opportunity for me to step into the space and talk with people that I haven't had a chance to really get to know other than the occasional interview here or there. Like, don't get me wrong, there's still things in the United States that I want to explore too. For example, I love the four corner states, but haven't been in Utah. I haven't hiked in Utah yet. And I have friends that have lived in Salt Lake City, and they're like, yes. And I have friends who have lived in other college towns in Utah and been like, yeah, it's nice and quiet. You can have a life here if that's what you want. I want to give Colorado one more chance. The Denver airport is a nightmare. I don't need to ever go back to Denver. And I wanted to love Denver. I wanted to fall in love with Denver, and I couldn't because the airport sucks so bad. I love Boulder. And maybe that put that on the wanderlust list that I'm teaching a class at Boulder. That place is amazing. The campus is beautiful. It's very expensive. But I have a friend who, when I mentioned giving Colorado another chance, said, what about Colorado Springs? And this person lived there for a decade. And he said, look, I don't know if you want to move there, but you should go. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to head out at some point for, and he said, do 3 days, do a weekend. You'll like it. So there's a lot of explorer in me right now, as you can tell. Like, I'm kind of all over the place with this. I wish I had a better frame of reference in Europe. Like, I do want to go to Scotland. Every time I see reels from hikes in Scotland, I'm like, yeah. That's all me right there. No, not necessarily a language barrier there. Although if you've ever talked to someone from Scotland, you have to listen. And they have their own way of speaking English. And it's fun and funny. So anyway, maybe you have similar feelings. I don't know. If you have some recommendations for me, I'd be down to look at your recommendations. Email them to me, houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. That way you can give me details. I know some people will hit me up on Twitter, and that's fine, but if you email the podcast, houseoflpodcast@gmail.com, you can go into a little bit more detail. Now, I don't need a novel, but if you're listening right, you might be listening abroad. If there's some place that you're at that you think is dope, tell me why it's dope. I'll put it on the list. I'm putting a list together. I'm starting to vet stuff. I already know what my number one is, and that's living in Montreal. But maybe you're like, nah, Lawrence, you need to come to Belgium and live here. And I was reading up on Belgium, and I was reading up on how there have been columns recently about how they're moving away from French and into English, which is strange because it's kind of what's going on in Montreal. And then we start getting to the issue of separatists in Quebec. But houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. Got it? I'll do it one more time. houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know if you live someplace, and you don't have to like maybe you live there for 6 months or 3 months. Like you went and you maxed out your visa. Let me know about the places that you've been. And maybe I'll do a follow-up episode and have you guys talk about it. Cool? Cool. As always, thanks for indulging me. It's appreciated. I think I'm going to do a lot more college football this year, too. I think I'm going to go to some places that I've always wanted to go. And a trip back to Tuscaloosa is in order, I think. I'll talk to you next time. Roll Tide! Peace!
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.